Hello.
Hello there, good afternoon. Is it Mr. Charlie Milne that I'm speaking with?
Charles Milne.
No problem. Can I just ask you, are you all right to speak at the moment, darling? I don't want to rush you, so if you're not available, I can call you back.
No, I'm not. No, that's my couch still, haven't it?
No problem. Thank you so much for that. So I'm just going to take some details from you, make sure we've got everything on the file correctly. I'll explain to you the full procedure and I'll get it sent off for you today. All right, darling.
Yeah, okay.
Now, before I go any further, I just want to explain to you, we're not doing this to put you through the worst time of your life again, because we understand that obviously this is opening a can of worms now.
Yeah.
Once we've gone through everything, we will locate all files and things for you. You don't need you to face people or pull out evidence whatsoever. We just need a brief statement from you and we'll do our job by locating everything and valuing your claim based upon that.
Sorry, I came across a lot of stuff as well when I was like a teenager. But
that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do for you after the call as well is I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp or wherever is easier for you. And then that way, if you want to track your claim, if you have any questions or if you've got any updates that you want to provide us as well, then we've got it all there in one place for you so we can make sure we locate everything.
Can I just confirm one thing just before we start? Is this definitely real? It's not a scam, but it's because I've seen it on Facebook.
So in the most professional way I can explain it to you, the legal team work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you wouldn't be charged a single penny. If the case is successful, then the legal team take 20% at the end. So if you get £100,000, they take £20,000 to cover the work that they've done. Now, in the most professional way I can say it to you, they would not waste their time thinking if the case is not going to go any further. And we certainly wouldn't be putting you through this, knowing what you've been through previously for no reason. So it's not going to be the case where we're clutching at straws to potentially get your money back and we're giving you false information.
We will produce something
back, but it would just be wrong for us to give you a value because each case is different. You can get anything up to £300,000. You can get more than that. There's no cap on it. But what we can tell you at the moment is each claim is averaging at around £48,000, just so we're not giving any false information.
But of course,
you can be looking at quadruple that, darling. Okay.
Right, okay.
Now, we said before that we've got it as Charlie Milne, but are you known as Charles?
Hey, I'm known as Charles, but my birth name's Charles.
No, oh, right, okay. Let me get that over here. So, first name, Charles. Thank you for that. And could I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, darling?
Yes, 5/12/80.
12/19/80. Now, again, in regards to the time frame, we have to tell you it'll be a maximum of 12 months. You can get paid out in 6 weeks' time. Doesn't necessarily mean that it will be 12 months, but just so we're not giving any false information to anybody, we just have to tell you 12 months. Could I please ask you for your home postcode, darling, where you're living at the moment, please?
Is Foxtrot Kilo 4?
Yep.
1 Alpha Thread.
And is that Main Street in Bonnybridge?
Yeah, 35 flat 18.
35 flat 18. Let me just get that down here. Flat 18, 35. Let me just get that down. And in regards to yourself, darling, whilst this claim is ongoing, so, of course, like I say, we won't be cut too much throughout here to be wasting any time, because most importantly, we wouldn't be putting you through this for any reason. But what I do need to take from you, of course, I understand you're a happy, healthy person, but if anything was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing, have you got anybody within your family or friends or even children over the age of 18 that you would be happy to receive this payment on your behalf?
No, really.
Okay, so we will need a beneficiary towards the end because we just need that down because obviously if we're getting this off the government, we would not want to let them keep it. So what I'll do is I'll leave it blank for right now, but on WhatsApp, if you just come across anyone, it does, even if it's a friend, someone that you trust that you will be happy to take this payment, then we can take it at a later date, darling, okay?
I would need to find out their information, but his name would be Christopher Hart.
Christopher Hart, that's all they need right now anyway, the name down, so don't worry, just do it, put it there for you. So Christopher Hart,
H-A-R-T.
Perfect, thank you so much for that. And prior to in the care system, can I ask you, do you know how old you was when you were first sent into care, darling?
I was 11.
11 years old, and do you know why you were placed into care?
Name it, sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, everything. Cold baths, belts, satin poppies outside.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you know why, if you was, do you know if you was taken from your parents due to your behaviour issues, or do you know if it wasn't safe for you at home?
No, the suicide scale was called, at the time it was called a section 44.1B. So that was like basically child, you know, protection sort of thing.
Sorry about that, let me just get that. So automatically straight away, of course, if they know that there was some issues at home with things, you should have been given the correct care and the correct curriculum moving forward. Was it just you placed into care, or did you have siblings placed into care?
My sister went into care, but she was only in for 6 months. She might just miss home. And she just, I think, just pushed into going back home, I think.
Can I ask you what your sister's name was, darling?
Yeah, that would be Amanda, mum.
Now, if you have a relationship with her and it's something that she would like to look into, it doesn't necessarily need to be, it could be anything from mentally, even not given the correct curriculums within the care systems. Whether she was there for 6 hours or 6 weeks or 6 months, she will be entitled to claim, but I don't want to push her into that. So if you speak to her, you always have me there. And if she does wish to take a call, you can always bob me her details over, darling, okay?
I'll wait on the way anyway.
Can I ask you what area you grew up in before care, darling?
North Ayrshire, so I was West Kilbride, and then Largs. Well, I went to a home in Stevenson for, that was only for about a couple of weeks. Then I think my grand tried to take me for a few weeks, and then ended up in Clapped House, which was in Largs, but that's no longer there. That's a house and a doctor's or something.
Well, so just to give you reassurance, whether these places are still there or not, if they've been burnt down or if they've gone into liquidation and things like that, does not matter, because unfortunately back then it was the government that overrid everything, and it was the government that allowed this to happen. So the payments would be coming directly from the government anyway. So that's why we will not settle, and we will make sure we get you the maximum amount back. Now, what I will tell you is you may get the odd call here and there where they might offer you an upfront payment of £1,000 or something along those lines to trick you into accepting a settlement figure. So what I am going to do for you is I'm just going to pop a password on the account for you. So if anyone does offer you anything quite low, you know not to accept it. If you are a bit unsure, just say to them, what is my password? Now, what word would be memorable to you?
Hey. Roberts.
Roberts?
Yeah.
So if anyone calls you, you know you've got a password on the file as Roberts, darling. Now, in regards to your care settings, where was the first place you were positioned that you're not happy with or you feel like you were mistreated in, darling?
Yeah, well, that's in my own house, I think.
I'm sorry, so let me just get... And the first care home where they placed you, darling, what was that?
Yeah, that was called Warner Street.
Warner Street.
And that's in Stevenson.
In Stevenson, perfect, thank you for that. And was that a foster family or was that a care home, darling?
Yeah, care home.
Care home, no problem, thank you for that. Let me just get that on here. Now, before I go into any sort of abuse or anything like that in here, can I ask you, when you arrived here, on arrival here, did you have any sort of reassurance? Did you have any empathy or anything like that?
I mean, I thought I was walking into a prison, to be honest. That's my first genuine thought, I think. But then when you see it, it's just like a massive house. It was like, okay, but I wasn't prepared for it, I wouldn't say.
I wasn't prepared for it. And did they keep you and your sisters together here, or did they separate you, darling?
No, the kids is together.
And my sister. And can I ask you, what was the staff like with you? Were they quite boisterous in the way they spoke to you, or did they leave you alone, kept you secluded?
I'd say, I think just in jail, it was just like a big explosion. I mean, there was just hundreds of kids flying about and staff. You didn't, I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't organised, I don't think.
Control or organised. And can I ask you, as punishments within this place, did they ever keep you locked in your house? Locked in your room or secluded away from anybody or anything like that?
Yeah, I would say at times that it's not like what it is these days. You know what I mean? That was way back in the 90s. So.
Which is understandable, but of course, back then as well, you've not been given the correct curriculums. If anything, when you were placed within this place, you should have been sent there with some sort of reassurance, letting know everything's going to be okay, checking up on you to make sure that you are okay, considering what was happening with you at home as well. But of course, they failed you within that. Just get that down here.
I think at the start, I mean, that is, I think, 11-year-old, that was quite hard for me. But I can just remember experiencing this big house, loads of kids, and then you weren't really sure where the staff was or anything. It was mostly having social across, you know, a few weeks or something.
And did he ever come and bring anybody to visit you or anything like that, or to let you know everything was going to be okay?
Not at that time, no. No, I think cause I was just but oblivious, do you know what I mean? Just like, oh, what's going on? So there's no reassurance, definitely not.
Can I ask you how long would you say you was in Warner Street before, roughly?
I was only in there about 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks. It's like kind of a holding place for you.
Until they figure about it, I think.
So what I'm going to do is just get that included, because what I'm doing at this moment is having some right detections in regards to each and every place, because when we locate everything, we file it from each and every place to make sure that we do our very best to get you that justice that you deserve. Another thing is, I know that you said you have a few things at home there in regards to your paperwork and things like that. Have you ever had full access to any of your files or anything, Donna? Have you ever read your files at all?
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to.
Okay, that's a question. So that is something that we would never just send it out. But once we do have your files, we will always be happy to provide a copy of them back to you if it's something that you would like. Now, it's not something you have to make a decision on right away. Even if you change your mind a few months down the line, we will always have them there for you, so do not worry. But some people would like to know that information and some people wouldn't. Now, after Warner Street, can I ask you, where was you placed after here?
My granny's for about a month. Because I think my gran had an idea that she'd be able to take me and my sister on, but I think it was just too much for her.
Can I ask you, when they took you straight back into the care system, darling, where is it that they placed you?
Yeah, that was in Clark House. That was in Largs.
Clark House in Largs. Let me just get that. So I've had a few discussions with people who was within this place. Again, like I say, your cases will help everybody else coming forward, and most importantly, their cases are going to help yours coming forward as well. Can I ask you, what was your experiences like of Clark House, darling?
Clark House was quite bold, you know. It was just, you know how as a kid sort of thing, you never felt as a kid, with all the about, you know what I mean? So you weren't able to be a kid, if you know what I mean. I don't know. An abusive guy, you know, maybe I used to kick off him, but, you know, angry. But I remember, like, you know, who's a guy, his name is Ricky, and he grabbed me to the throat and all that. And I just feel at the time, you know, how maybe that back then it was called like a restraining.
It's not at all.
Sorry, I'm going to swear, I said, fuck. No front of you guy about 13, 14 at that time.
Not exactly whatsoever.
And then,
even whether you was a naughty child back then or not, there's no excuse to treat children like that.
I think sometimes because you just accept it in life now, you just go all right. But then, I can remember like so that was one of the things.
Did they ever do anything in her, darling, as in, like, also in restraining? Did they ever sit on you or bend your arms behind your back or anything like that?
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Aye, sitting on you and stuff like that. Because I think that was part of the... I don't know if I was just wild, but I don't think I was that bad. But I always remember this, Ricky. But there was a lot of that going on, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Can I ask you, whilst you was also here, did they ever keep you locked in your bedrooms, darling, or keep you locked in the hallways at night times as any punishment or anything like that as well?
There was a room up the stairs that you had to go, that was kind of quite secluded. You weren't to come down or anything like that, so in a sense, yeah, you were kind of kept up there until, night time and that. Now, you wouldn't be allowed to bother them, if you know what I mean.
Again, can I ask you, did your sister come into here with you, darling, or did they separate you?
They separated at that point because Amanda wanted to go back home. So, but I think she was forced into that. Because also when it came to the court case and all that about my mum, my stepdad, it was like she had, it was a blatant lie. She told the court saying that me and Amanda battled each other so we could get a break from her mum, and that's what all the bruises were.
Sorry to hear that. Again, they should have been aware of what was going on. That's, again, failing you by not only the care home, by the social services as well, placing you back into the care where you didn't feel safe or known what was going on at home.
I am very, very
sorry about that.
It just sort of the relationship for me and my sister.
Which is, again, I totally understand that, and it's not acceptable whatsoever, because in that, you've been through everything together where you know exactly what's going on, and also, back then, you're going to be worrying for your siblings, just as well as your siblings are going to be worrying for you, as well as you're dealing with the horrible time that you're going through. So I do appreciate that you have come out of the better side of that, because you are able to have a conversation, but I do understand that you have obviously had struggles throughout your life due to this, most definitely. Can I ask you, while you were in Clark House, darling, was food always provided or showers or anything? Were they ever assisted where they'd drag you to the showers or watch you shower or anything like that?
Well, it was tight. It was like two folk feel like one in the bath, one was in the shower, if you know what I mean. It's like a... It's the best way to say that. Like, you kind of would put the two, like, maybe see me and my roommate and bath and shower together, if you know what I mean. Just to kill time, does that make sense?
Yep.
You know, so there's a wee bit of uncomfortableness, definitely.
And not only that, it's degrading. You're a young boy.
I know, degrading it's a lot of
And obviously, like you say, you're hitting puberty and things like that with being in the
house.
Yeah, exactly. You're having to... No
privacy or anything. Sort of like that, you know, it's... But as I say, I always just think the 90s actually done. It's like, used to go off wings and think through that. But, it's a wee bit demeaning, I think.
And could I also ask you, darling, while she was here, did any of the staff ever provide you, say, with any, say, clothing and things like that? Did you have clothing, or did you ever have to run around in your underwear at times or anything like that?
Just trampy clothes, came with holes, trainers with holes in it, or the sole slap off the ground, knee socks and all that, you know what I mean? Just look trampy. Now, you try to go to school and all that, and you've got big holes in your leg and that,
Impacting you again, of course. They're putting you in situations to get bullied off other children, not just in the care home, at schools and things like that. They get paid back then to provide you the correct kind of curriculums and also the correct hygienic care, also new clothing and things like that, underwear, and they've not done that. So again, that's a fail to the system. So I am very, very sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get like allowance or anything like that?
I think it was like lunch money or something, but can you get 2 quid or something, or £1. No, I think it was £1 actually, for your lunch. I didn't think you'd get pocket money, because I went to residential school as well, but that was like a daytime school thing. But I think I got pocket money for there, but that wasn't until I was like 15 or something.
Can I ask you, how long was you in Clark House for, darling?
So I was 17.
Did they use belts and things in this property, darling?
No, the abuse was, physical was more like my mum. You know what I mean? My mum and stepdad.
So sorry to hear that. Let me just get that on here. And not only that, you're 17.
It's like basically, you know, total let down by the system, especially the courts.
Yeah.
Because it's like, nobody's... You got charged or whatever, but no, there was no criminal, what do you call that?
There's no kind of convictions or anyone to stand there and say yes.
There's no convictions, and that, to me, is the biggest thing ever.
Most definitely, and like I say now, the only, and what I can say to people is, the way we're obviously getting you justice at the moment is with compensation, and that's the only way we can get you justice at this moment in time, so we will go in and do our very best to get you every penny to give you some sort of happiness. Now, again, that no money's going to take away what you've had to deal with whatsoever in any way, shape or form. If we can get you justice with the money, we will make sure that we get you the top end of that just for that. And most importantly, like I say, you coming forward as well is helping your case, but not only helping your case, you're helping everybody else, because there's so many cases come a case to our house. That's just quite out personally.
It's just quite upsetting, I think. And do you know the one thing that bugs me, I really want to write this down, because this is something that I don't know. Do you know how you crave a family, obviously? Like a mum and a dad, a bit of a right. So as I've got older, and I feel I've craved a family that much that tried four different times. Now, settling down, having kids and that, and I just can't do it. So it's like, look at the 80-45, I'm sitting there like, now, what the fuck happened?
Oh, trust anyone, or build relationships, just can understand that, you've not known any different, and it's not fair that whatsoever it has affected, it's not only, it's affected your full life, but most importantly, it's robbed your childhood and impacted you throughout everything.
That's the biggest thing, I think, and especially that with just the courts letting, just no conviction. The courts should have done better than that. But listen, I've got I thought this was only going to take 10 minutes. Come on. I'll get up to it.
I mean, let me just tell you one thing, darling. I'm no therapist whatsoever in the most professional way I can say it to you, but I will be adding you onto WhatsApp in the next 5 minutes, and you've got me there. Now, if there's anything that you need from me, even if it's a quick conversation, because it has opened a can of worms now. You've got a lot of
I didn't think it would do that for once.
And from my experience of speaking to people, it happens a lot where you speak to people and they think they've forgotten about it, but when they get it off the chest or they're reliving that situation, it does come back to them. Now, let me just tell you that any time you need any conversation, you need a little chat, or you need to get things off your chest, do not hesitate to bob me a message. As soon as I've got 2 minutes spare, I will give you a call straight back and I'll go through absolutely everything with you. Now, I'm not gonna beat around the bush and give you any false information. I'm gonna get your case submitted off for you right away today. The second I get your case submitted off, we should get your application number within the next 7 days. Now, as soon as we get your application number, that's them acknowledging that we're going full steam ahead with your claim. And most importantly, they know we're approaching everybody. So you will be contacted within the next 7 days from ourselves. If it's not me, it'll be the solicitor directly that will contact you. And he's going to let you know where your case is up to, just to give you that reassurance that we've got confirmation, we've got your application number, we're taking it straight into the next stages for you. Now, I will not keep you out of the loop. I will constantly keep you updated. But if you're sat there twiddling your thumbs at any time thinking, what's going on with my claim, or I want to know what's ongoing with it, just bob me a message and I'll let you know where it's up to, darling, okay?
As long as I stay the WhatsApp list, I can, it's
Now, what I've just done is I've just bobbed you a message over on WhatsApp, darling, just so you've got me there. What I do require from yourself, have you got anything like a driver's licence or a passport or a provisional or even a bus pass or anything like that at all?
I've got a bus pass and I've got an out-of-date passport, but I've got a provision.
So would you please do me a favour, provisional would be better, if you could take a full picture of your provisional for me, which would be fantastic. And we also need a picture of a letter. Now, the letter, the provisional is to show it's you making the claim, and the letter is to show that you're living at your address. It needs to be dated in the last 3 months. The only reason for that is because they will not respond to us unless we've got proof of address and ID. Any reason they will to ignore that was, they will do that, or they'll knock it back. So the letter needs to be dated within the last 3 months. What I just need to do is I just need to read a brief script with you and just get the document sent over to you on a text message. So I just need to explain to you that you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct the solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, and you can instruct under a private agreement. Now, as I explained to you earlier, we work under a no-win, no-fee service, so if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. On a successful claim, the maximum that the legal team will take is 20%, that's including the VAT, and that will reassure you that they will do their very best to go ahead and get you the top end of that back. Now, what I'm doing for you is I'm just getting you a link sent over. I'll get it sent over to your mobile number. Now, on this as well will be the statements that we've discussed today. You can also have a little sit through that later if you want to read through what we've discussed and what I've got typed up for you. Please feel free to do that. And if there's anything that you wish for me to include, your claim is your claim. I can update it and I can tweak it anytime for you. So again, feel free to pop me a message over. Now, I'm just getting this link sent over to you. We'll just need this returning whilst it's on a recorded line for your purposes as well as our own. It wouldn't have come through to you on WhatsApp, darling. It would have come through to you on a normal text. Would you just see if you've had a link come through for me, please?
See. All right, so it just came through just there.
And once you click on that, it should take you straight to a box where it'll ask for your signature. Now, the statements will be above it as well. The signature probably won't look like your signature because it never really does, but we can confirm it's you with your IP address and on the call recording. And then you press execute documents, which will send that straight back through to me.
So I just do that just now?
Yes, please, if you possibly can. Now, there will be documents on there for the solicitor as well. So it will ask, when it takes you to the box, you'll know it's your box, as it'll say client signature and it'll say execute documents next to it.
Authorised signature required, that me, you?
Yes, please.
So execute all documents, so I don't need to read any of this stuff.
So on there, you can read back through that later. It's got all your statement and everything. So we need to discuss with you now. So this is exactly what we get sent off to Scottish Redress for you right away.
Right. Execute all documents. Yeah, that should be you.
That's just come back through. So as soon as I've received over a picture of your ID and proof of address, I can get your case put onto that portal. So that's all I require from yourself. If there's anything that you need over the next few days, you bob me a message over. And as soon as I've got your ID and proof of address through, I'll message you back to let you know I've put it straight onto the portal so you know that it's done. And all we're waiting for then is the application number before we approach all of the local authorities. No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Like I say, I do appreciate that you have gone into depth and detail with me. I understand it is a hard topic of conversation, but we've done our very best to make sure that we can get that down for you so you won't have to go through that again. And if there's anything you need off me, you bob me a message through and we'll go ahead and get that justice for you, darling. Okay.
Right, that's smashing. I'll send that, you know, Kim, just... I'll dig it out my ID.
Anything you need, I'm your claims handler, so that WhatsApp number is not going to change. It'll always be myself that you'll come through to, and I look forward to keeping you updated, darling, okay?
Right, okay, that's no problem.
No problem. Thank you for your time, darling. Cheers, bye-bye.
No worries, thank you, bye-bye. Bye.